In you our fathers put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. Psalm 22:4-5. He is trustworthy. Paul, in writing to the church at Philippi. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:6. He is faithful. And Moses, as he spoke to the whole assembly of Israel just before his death. I will proclaim the name of the Lord, will praise the greatness of our God. He is the rock, and his works are perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. Deuteronomy 32:3-4. He is just. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the door locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." John 20:19. Trustworthy, just, faithful. We have heard the words of the ancients as they speak of the peace in God. You cannot know peace if you do not believe that God is just in all he does, that he is faithful to his covenant and his promises, and that he is trustworthy in that he will say what he will do and do what he says. Following his ways will lead you to peace. The key to finding peace in God, with God, and with God is a call to remembrance. Listen to what Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes 1:9-10. What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which one can say, "Look, there's something new"? It was here already, long ago. It was here before our time. There's nothing new under the sun. Materials are found to have different uses. A different breed of dog is brought about by mixing other breeds, but they're still dogs, no matter their features. And what is formed differently today is still of old, but it has new purpose and meaning to its use. But at its foundation, it is still of old. And we dress differently today than we did years ago, for sure. But what is beneath that different clothing has not changed, and there beats the same heart driven by the same sinful nature. Man's heart has not changed, and the conflict that covers the world started out as a gentle mist, barely being noticeable. But it now comes as a steady rain. Day after day come the desires and the dreams of the wicked and evil people, and with them comes death and destruction. And yet so many refuse to come in from the rain. The rain is made up of lies and deception, of false promises, of fear, of oppression to ideologies and false hopes. And everything has been tried before. Today's ideas are not new. They're presented differently. They're only dressed up differently. They are open rebellion to the ways of God. And only what is offered by God will stand the test of time. For he alone is worthy, and is trustworthy, faithful, and just. Jesus will appear to his disciples. They yet have fear of the Jewish leaders and teachers of the law due to the events of the past days. And for this reason, they remained hidden behind locked doors. And suddenly, there amongst them, Jesus stands. And what did he do first? But he reminded them of his words, "Peace be with you." Jesus had, over their time together, offered comfort to his disciples and words of encouragement. Here he tells them of things to come, and he prepares them from John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, and trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. Peace be with you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. I want you to be with me where I am. Trust in God, and trust also in me. He knew that he would soon be going back to heaven, and that we would no longer see his physical form, and yet we would need reminding and teaching and guiding, and so he sent his Holy Spirit, who is with us always. Jesus has not abandoned us. He went to prepare a place where we will be together for eternity. Love will find those who care for, respect, and trust each other, wanting to be together. He is trustworthy. And again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit," from John chapter 20. He now reminds them that his coming was with purpose, as he says to them, "As the Father has sent me, I am now sending you." And he prepares the disciples for the coming of the Holy Spirit. If we do not look for the hand of the Lord at work in our lives, how will we know that he is working, that change is in fact taking place? We are reminded again in Philippians 1 and 6 that being confident of this, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And hear the reminder to us that we cannot change ourselves. We cannot change our hearts. We can only find change through the Lord, the work of his hand, and our relationship with him. And to that, he is faithful. He now gives a renewed purpose to their lives. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. Who's sending them? The Christ, the Son of God. They have seen his hand at work through his teachings and the miracles he has performed. These men would commit in the power of the Holy Spirit to spreading the good news, and it would be to the soul with eyes to see and ears to hear that it would be made known, this offering of eternal life. God is trustworthy and faithful to his word and to his promises. And in comforting their hearts, in strengthening their resolve, in opening them to the understanding of the calling that had been made to them, he wants them to know that the world they are about to go into will be hostile towards them, reject them, and persecute them as it is done to him. And he says to them in John chapter 20, "If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." He wanted to remind them that they would need to not fear people, for the message that they carried was not their own. And to be an overcomer meant that they would need to forgive as Jesus had forgiven from the cross when he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And he wanted to remind them that they were given a time to physically walk with the Son of God while on this earth, and that through what they were being called to do, there would be others who would come to believe also in Christ Jesus, even though they could not physically be seen by them. They too would believe. And through their message, the risen Christ would be made known to the world. But they needed to see the world through his eyes to deliver the message with the power and the command it called for. Through their message would come the peace of Christ Jesus to those who would believe and have faith in his word. This word they would now carry would spread from mouth to mouth, from hand to hand, and from heart to heart. And all in hearing it would answer or deny the calling of the Holy Spirit. There were, are, and will be those whose hearts are so hardened, who refuse to be healed, and who will never see or hear, and who will slap away the hand of God who has reached down for them and to them. To them, he will be just. And they shall be called to stand before him on judgment day. And to him they will openly confess their hearts. And on that day there will be no shadows to hide anything in. And all will come out before the judge of heaven and earth. John writes in Revelation 20, "And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne. And books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. This is a promise made by him also, but one people would rather not talk about at all. He is just. When troubles try to overtake you, remember his words, 'Peace be with you,' and rebuke the devil, and he must flee, and call upon the name of Jesus, and share with him your every care, concern, and burden. Let him cry with you, laugh with you, share your sorrow and courage, and encourage you. You will not find in a conversation with anyone else such peace. It is only with him. People can search the world over, but peace will never be found. And too easily do they let themselves be led down a dark alley, and they are found standing out in the rain. The showers that are made up with drops of hate and pride and greed, murder, envy, and the like. And you will never find peace mixed in with these things, for nowhere in all of creation does such a place exist. Paul reminds us in Philippians 4, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. To know Jesus is to know peace. He is trustworthy, faithful, and just. And he says to you, peace be with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Great is our God, and worthy of our praise.